Welcome to this week's edition of the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Pothel. And joining us once again here on the Roundtable is the head of technology for the Brenham Independent School District, Kim Strauss. And Kim, welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, great to have you. And first of all, let's find out, how is technology being used in the libraries in the Brenham ISD?
Well, you know, I have a real special connection to the libraries because I used to be a librarian. And so, you know, in technology, we're always looking at how are the different programs in our schools supporting what the kids need to know right now. And luckily, we have the three world's best librarians, and that is Sharon Logan and Tamika Raven and Brittany Brenton. And each one of them is really keeping their libraries up to date. We're, you know, it's not just a place where we have books anymore. At the high school library, which is where Sharon Logan is the librarian, she has created wonderful new lounge areas that really invite kids to come in, use their personal devices, because we do have a bring-your-own-device network there. And kids are able to check out Chromebooks and check out Kindles to keep up with their schoolwork, but also just to have a place where they can do some digital reading if they so choose. And the junior high library and the middle school library are using technology to support some different programs going on in the school itself and specifically in classrooms. At junior high, they're working on history projects and science fair projects, and the kids are coming in and using her computers and Chromebooks to do a lot of research. And they also have the ability to print at the library, because sometimes printing is still necessary and kids can't print at home, and so they're welcome to come in and do printing in the junior high library for those projects. For middle school, the exciting thing going on in the library is the Middle School Film Festival. This is our second annual film festival at Brenham Middle School. And the technology that they're using are some brand new Nexus 7 tablets and some other devices so that kids can actually go out and create these independent films with some direction from their teachers, and get support at school for how to upload the films, how are they going to edit the films. And Ms. Raven is in charge of junior high and middle school, and she's been involved in that. But what's really, really exciting is our three elementary schools, Alton Elementary, Brenham Elementary, and Krause Elementary, have all instituted something called Maker Spaces this year. Ms. Branton is the one who has been creating those.
And what are maker spaces?
You know, the term makerspace came about probably about 4 years ago. And just as it sounds, it's a place where you can make something with a lot of the different materials that are necessary are provided. And what we're looking for is to support our vision for technology for kids, which is collaboration, creativity, communication, and critical thinking. And as a part of the critical thinking, we want students to have unstructured tasks, meaning that they may go into one of the elementary libraries, and as a part of a rotation through different stations, the maker space could be one of those rotations. The kid gets to the space, and there may be a task card that just said, build some binoculars. And then there's lots of, you know, different materials out. And without exact step-by-step instructions, the kids experiment with the materials until they're able to complete the task. So the makerspace promotes the critical thinking aspect, because a lot of times our kids have gotten really good at being students. We hand them, you know, a step-by-step set of instructions. Maybe it's 5 or 10 steps long. They read them, they follow the instructions, and they're successful. And standardized testing, as important as it is to our district, that's the success formula for that. You know, here's how to answer the questions, and here's the different strategies to use. And so kids have gotten really used to us giving them the exact thinking process. With some of our new TEKS and our new testing, that's not the case anymore. Kids are having to look at problems using just different varieties of strategies, but not necessarily knowing exactly which strategy to use. So by encouraging critical thinking, creativity, without the pressure of the high-stakes testing in a maker space, we're hoping to develop these skills in the kids. A makerspace always has a tangible outcome, meaning that it's not just a free-for-all. The kids are not just going in and cutting up paper using technology to do whatever they want. There's always a tangible outcome, but it is the space is supposed to promote the kids' thinking instead of the teachers' thinking.
All right. And what technology is found in makerspaces?
Well, we have some pretty cool devices out there. The first one I wanted to share with you is called the Osmo. It's at Brenham Elementary School. And it's very clever is that it takes an iPad. And as you know, iPads have cameras on them. And there's a little device that you attach to the camera. And it sees, instead of the camera like facing the student, it sees the desk. The camera is now facing the desk. And on the desk or table, there are some manipulative objects that the kid is going to work with. And through an app on the iPad and the camera focused on the table, it sees what the student's doing on the table itself. So for an example of that, there's something called tangrams, which are little geometric shapes that you can put together to create a bigger shape. So maybe the Osmo image on the iPad is that of a rooster or a turkey, maybe this time of the year. So the student would take all the different geometric shapes and put them into a format that looks similar to what they see on the iPad. And that, through the camera action on the Osmo, it determines when the child is successful, and it'll ding or give some type of indication like, oh, you've put that shape in the right spot. Another thing that it can actually do is creative draw. So on the Osmo, you have a ball that might be bouncing down on the surface of the iPad digitally, not an actual ball. And then on the table, the child is actually drawing different lines or line segments or squares or rectangles or geometric shapes that through the camera, the digital ball sees the line created by the kid and it redirects its path. It's just amazing because we would call it augmented reality, meaning that the kid is manipulating something on the table and the iPad is able to see what they're doing. At Alton Elementary School, we have something called a Makey Makey, and which goes right along with the word makerspace. And a Makey Makey is actually a miniature circuit board. So all the miniature circuits that we normally would see in a computer or in a, you know, telephone are all safely put onto a circuit board. And then the student can have a tangible task such as making a light bulb light up by clipping things onto the Makey Makey to complete a circuit. And so it's the old-fashioned things we used to do in science class, but we had to have so much different types of wiring and, capacitors and so forth to make this little circuit. But now we're working with miniature circuits. And it's significant because if we're preparing kids for future jobs, they're going to be working in miniature circuits, not in big, old-fashioned circuits. And then we always usually put a Chromebook or other device where kids can do research. Because as you well know, that when we need to do something, we have to go out to the internet and find a video that shows us how to do it. Though we have YouTube blocked for kids right now at school because we want to keep them safe, but there are a lot of other avenues for them to be able to do research.
All right. And what about opportunities for critical thinking outside the library?
There's so many amazing things going on with technology and critical thinking. Right now we had another film festival going on. It was in Coach Cook's Brenham High School class, and what he did was the students were studying very famous court cases, especially ones that had to do with defending the American Constitution, and the different groups came up with a way to have a video self-made film to demonstrate that court case, and they were creative. Some had costumes. I mean, they just went way above and beyond, I think, even what Coach Cook expected. Trenton Hall's class is the computer science class, and many of you know about him because he is the class that created the artificial hand for the children here in Brenham and some children outside of Brenham. But another thing people don't know about is that those kids actually build their own computers. So through funding that has been provided very generously from the people supporting the artificial hand research, they've been able to buy actual computer parts and build the computers that are then creating the artificial hands. And so it's, it's self-supporting, which is a pretty amazing critical thinking activity. We have different robotic competitions going on right now in Brenham ISD. Our CSI, which is our gifted and talented program, is building robots, and they have been for many years. At junior high, though, this year, we actually have two new robotic activities. The Best Robotics, which is by Ms. Madalka's gifted and talented class. It's sort of a continuation of what they did in CSI. But then brand new this year, we have something called New World Cities, and that's from Ms. Evans' robotics class. And the kids there did build a... didn't necessarily have to be a robot, but they did have to build what they thought a Mars or other environment out in space would be like. So they built the visual digital field of what it would like, how we would actually work and live in space. But then they also had to write supporting papers for it as well. So it's not always about building, but usually is included in the activity.
Now, it appears that building and making things is very important to critical thinking. Is that true?
You know, it has to be, because we're actually preparing our students, those that want to go into a technology field, they're going to go into a field that probably isn't even available to us right now, you know, because things are changing so fast. And so we're preparing them to be able to think well. And a part of being able to think well is being able to problem solve and build things to solve, just to be a solution to problems. So STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, every activity that we do related to that is good for kids. Even if they're not going to go into a technology field, it allows them to be able to think logically, which they can apply to many different fields. But there's just so many positions that are going to be available for them currently, even if they're graduating right now today. But also the kids who are in the, you know, the early grades are going to graduate in, you know, let's just say 5 to 7 years from now. And a lot of the positions that we're unable to fill right now in industry is in coding. So just getting kids the idea that they are building and writing computer code to operate what they're building or to help design what they're building, is preparing them for real jobs. So we're having our second annual Brenham ISD Hour of Code in December, which means that we give through the technology specialists, which are Jessica Johnston, Troy Kuhn, and Tom Spall. They're the world's best at what they do, helping teachers implement technology in the classroom. And they're going to give resources to teachers so that their students can use Chromebooks or other devices to actually do real computer coding for 1 hour in December. Last year, we had over 40 teachers participate and 1,700 students participate, and they did many different types of coding activities. They were all fun. Even little kids, you know, as young as first and second grade are learning how to code, and of course, older kids are learning real code like Java coding. It's become such an important thing that there's a movement right now, and you can find it on YouTube. It's called Code Girls, and it's about really encouraging women to go into STEM type of positions and not to be scared to take upper-level math and upper-level science courses because, of course, all the young males that we teach have a natural affinity for it, but our young women seem to feel like that they're maybe not able to learn it as well. And so in Trenton Hall's class and Coach Cook's class and the robotics classes I spoke about, we want to really encourage our female students to, you know, just to stretch their understanding of coding and mathematics and science as well. So we really appreciate the fact that our libraries support technology, because we definitely support them and the way that we're getting kids ready for the future.
All right. And really is everything you've touched on here indicative of the changing face of education, because it has changed so much from when we were in school, where you took college prep classes because the ideal was to go to college and to get a degree. Now there are so many avenues for technical learning, and technology has become such a part of it. The Hody Center here in Brenham is such a boon to the education of the youth of this county and this area. But really, the changing face of education is something that, as the director of technology, you really have to be on top of, don't you?
Right. You know, and we are lucky to live in a community that sees that and knows that and supports things like Hody Tech, and knowing that kids have all different avenues for after you know, when they graduate from Brenham High School, as we anticipate all of them graduating. But, you know, some will go to college and become computer scientists, but some will learn how to code or apply the mechanical knowledge that maybe that they've learned in school at Hody Tech. And how lucky we are that kids have an option.
Yeah, and it just... And, you know, of course, you mentioned Coach Hall's class and the nationwide recognition they received. Who would have thought, you know, when I was in school, we were building bookshelves.
Right.
You know,
although
those
are necessary.
Woodshop. We were building bookshelves in woodshop. Now they are designing artificial hands. It's incredible what technology and has gotten the education of America, too, these days.
Right. You know, and it's not like there's an exact curriculum that you can just go out and say. Because it used to be we received textbooks and we received curriculum from our state and from Texas Education Agency. And we thought, okay, this is what we have to teach and this is what the outcome is going to be. But now, I mean, no one said to Coach Hall, your curriculum is to build an artificial hand. It was that there was a need and his kids learned the curriculum that they needed to learn in order to find the solution to the need for the artificial hand. And so that is why we have to have learning has to change. Because you can't, there's no set way to know exactly everything everybody, you know, we need to know this set of standards for every single kid. It's more about how can we think well, to solve problems. And that is where our kids are going to be successful.
All right. Anything else you need to touch on before we cut it off for the day?
Thank you so much for having me this morning.
All right. Thank you to Kim Strauss, the Director of Technology for the Brenham Independent School District, for joining us this morning on the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Pothel, and we'll be back again next week here on KWHI.